I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love: books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, and then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, it's Luke Burbank. Welcome to LiveWire Radio. I am backstage right now at the Bumbershoot Music and Arts Festival in Seattle, Washington. And we are about to do a great show. We've got Sean Patton, really funny comedian. Also, writer Ijeoma Oluwa will be swinging by. And we've got music from Brothers from Another. It's a crazy scene here, I have to tell you. We just had a huge thunder and lightning storm sweep through the area, meaning they had to close down all of the outdoor stages. But guess what little public radio show has two thumbs and a dry, warm, indoor area to record their show? That's right, LiveWire. So I'm about to walk out on stage in front of a packed house of soggy, bedraggled people who may or may not have come to this festival to see LiveWire. But you know what? They're going to get a heck of a show. And so will all of you out there in Radioland. Stay tuned. It gets started right after this news.
From PRI, Public Radio International, it's
LiveWire!
Recorded in front of a live audience at Bumbershoot in Seattle, Washington, it's LiveWire! With stand-up comic Sean Patton, writer and activist Ijeoma Oluwa, and music from Brothers from Another, and our fabulous house band. And now, the host of LiveWire, the first man to legalize marijuana in Washington, in his basement, Luke Burbank!
Thank you, Jason Rouse. Thank you, everybody here at the Bumbershoot Music and Arts Festival in Seattle, Washington. Very excited to be here. We have a great show coming up for you. We have picked a theme for this episode, and it is JK. I don't know if any of you are youthful enough to know what that means. It's a young person term for just kidding. And we thought that would be an appropriate title for this show because we have a lot of comedy on this show. We do have a lot of jokes coming up. And we also have some conversations about the times when people say things that are hurtful or not okay, and then they try to make it okay by saying JK, which is one of the worst things that you can do. But since JK is kind of a young person thing, I wanted to make sure that we were using it correctly if we're going to theme our whole show around it. So I looked it up on the internet today to find a definition, and I went to urbandictionary.com, which is an amazing website that I was not familiar with. It's like Wikipedia in that anybody can go on there and write any definition they want for any word. So it's not super reliable, it turns out. It's like if Daniel Webster wrote most of Webster's Dictionary as a slumber party dare. And there are pages and pages of different definitions of JK. Like, it's not a super complicated term. And there were hundreds of people, maybe thousands, who looked at the existing 10 pages of definitions and said, nope, didn't nail it. Let me add my 2 cents to this whole situation. These are three that I grabbed from the Urban Dictionary page for JK. Mandy Barrett said, JK is I am talk, meaning just kidding, mostly used by people to insult others and still stay friends, used by two-faced people. Sometimes used in a genuine way, and then she puts a frowny face. Mandy was dealing with some stuff, it sounds like, when she got on Urban Dictionary. Mr. Tall Dude 94 defined JK this way. Something you say at the end of a sentence to avoid getting beaten up. Hey, shit for brains, JK. And then because this is the internet, of course somebody had to get weirdly political with it for no apparent reason. Somebody named Carl said, JK commonly stands for just kidding when used online, but can also refer to the ultimate comedian of all time, John Kerry. So whenever you use JK, you can think of it as respectfully telling the truth and saluting the world's greatest comedian at the same time. JK was JK about all that running for president stuff. We all knew anyways, well, at least those of us with some moral backbone. I love the idea of Carl just in his mountain hideaway, just logging into Urban Dictionary to really let the world know about John Kerry 12 years later. I actually understand the appeal of the term JK because it is sort of a get-out-of-jail-free card, right? Like if you say something that you know is the wrong thing in that moment, it's a way of kind of pulling it back. And I did this exact thing last month. I was working on a TV story in Wisconsin, and we were at a summer camp, and there was a really nice guy who was the caretaker for the summer camp, super friendly, like really knew his stuff, and we broke for lunch, and me and the crew went into town and had some lunch, and it was great. It was really good food, and we came back to the camp, and we told this guy about how much we enjoyed the lunch, and he said, oh, yeah? Who made the food for you? And I said, I was a lady. She's, like, in her 60s with black hair, and he goes, oh, did she kind of look like this? And he kind of made a face, kind of scrunched down, and I didn't really know where he was going with this, and I said, yeah, she kind of looks like that a little bit. I mean, it's kind of your height and about your size, and she also has a beautiful mustache like you do. Because that's what I thought we were doing. I thought we were talking about what the lady looked like at the diner, but what he wanted to say was, and what he said a moment later, with surprisingly little anger in his voice, was, that's my mom. And he was not JKing at all. And usually what I do in a situation like that because of my anxiety is I become obsessed with bringing it up over and over and over again because, like, that'll make it better. And I have to say I'm a little bit proud of myself. I actually avoided the urge to do that. This time I just basically let it go. And by let it go, I mean did not stop thinking about it for 1 second for the next 2 days that I was at that camp in Wisconsin. It colored every interaction I had with the guy. I couldn't even hear what he was saying. All I could just see was a giant mustache just growing bigger and bigger in my field of vision. But I managed to not ever bring it up with him again. And at the end of our time there, he came up and he shook my hand. And he held it like a beat too long. And he said, I'm going to tell my mom that you really loved that sandwich. I said, and probably leave it at that? And he said, that was my plan. So that's how you handle that situation in case you're, you know, running into it in your real life. Let's get our first guest out here. Speaking of jokes, let's get Sean Patton going. He's a stand-up originally from New Orleans. You've seen him on Fallon, Conan, At Midnight, and he has his very own Comedy Central half hour. Please welcome Sean Patton to Livewire.
Huh? Huh? Oh, no. I don't agree that JK is a youth term. I feel like that's... Talk to me.
What do you think the cutoff is?
I feel it's been around... Is this on? It is. I feel it's been around... Like, I feel like my uncles have said it. But not... It's not in that JK way. But in, like, they got things to do because they're both union guys. Like, JK, you know? And then they're off.
That sounds like a pretty chill union.
Yeah. You know, man, New Orleans. Chill unions down there. The drinking in your front yard union. The eating again, because why not? There's still gumbo union. Also, Urban Dictionary, you know what Urban Dictionary is? It's a place for bros to go to prove whatever they just said wasn't racist. That's Urban Dictionary. No, she says right here. It's right. That, wait, I'm sorry. I got a lot. I've only got 5 minutes. I'm going to cram about 35 minutes into six, seven minutes and then self-edit and make it four. Here we go. So there's a new, like, nobody likes bros. Like, I grew up with, like, a trusty, like, bro. Like, duh. Like, that voice. You could, huh, fa, huh. It was just a lot of grunting sounds. Now there's this new bro voice where it's that same groggly voice, but the vernacular is entirely like Valley Girl, 100%. Like, oh my God, I got so shit faced last night and literally missed brunch. Oh my God, turkey bacon is literally superior to other bacons, except probably in bacon. Literally, you've never been to Guam. You've never been to Guam. You literally have to go right.
Dear Livewire, when we first met, I was really shy. I had no idea we'd spend so much time together or that you'd be one to fill my heart with joy and make me want to be a better person. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. I was busy reading a review from one of our many, many rapturously smitten listeners. Oh, wait. Actually, no, sorry. This is from Elena. Anyway, the point is, it would be really helpful if you wanted to leave us a review. Feel free to say really nice things about us, and we'll even read them now and then on the show. So you might hear your review of Livewire read on the program itself. Reviews help other people hear about the show, and then we can keep doing this for a long, long time because we love having this job. Thank you so much if you've left a review, and if you're about to leave a review, you can go ahead and do it right where you get the podcast.
From PRX.